G'day, Brad. How are you?
Good morning, team. How are we?
Yeah, going pretty well. Thanks. Here in Wagga Wagga, ahead of their big cup day today.
I love Wagga Wagga. Beautiful part of town.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the weather's pretty good here too. Perth 82, Melbourne 69 there on Wednesday night. And Melbourne had beaten the Kings by 25 on Sunday. So what do you take out of this result between the top two teams?
Yeah, I think it was a bad loss for Melbourne because I just don't think they played well. But then you've got to put it in consideration. They'd won 11 in a row in a record-breaking season so far. I don't think they'd be too worried about it. In saying that, Perth would be very happy to get a win away from home. And now they are bringing in Will Magnay. Now, for our basketball advocates, Will Magnay played for Brisbane last year. He then went away and got picked up by the Pelicans in the NBA, and he played in the G League, which is the one under the NBA, and had a couple of games in the NBA. And he's just signed with Perth, and he should be suiting up this weekend, if not next weekend. So that is a massive boost for Perth. So they will be feeling huge. They got Melbourne on the road, and now they bring Will Magnay in. So big win for them.
Are they still the standard, Brad, Perth?
Oh, yeah, they're the benchmark. I mean, look, right now it's Melbourne and Perth and then daylight, and then you look what just happened and Perth smacked Melbourne. So Perth are definitely the ones. I think the key for Melbourne is they need to get home court advantage. If Perth get home court advantage, assuming restrictions stay the same, it's going to be sellout. They're going to be really hard to beat in a five-game series.
How do they keep producing, Perth? What are they doing there to continue to have that success?
Look, they've got a great culture, and that's what it all starts with. And you hear, you know, great teams, how it's cultures and stuff, and they call it Wildcats basketball, and people just love it. And they've done a great job. They have good money, which does help in this league. They've got a very rich owner, which helps. But in saying that, money is not everything, and people go there because they want a good program, and that's what they deliver.
The game style. What's their system? What's made them so successful? Are they attacking team? Are they more base it all around defence and apply pressure? What is it, Brad?
They're a drill team, would be the right words. Trevor Gleeson is a head coach, and he runs a really, really strong system the way he wants to play. They've got Bryce Cotton, who is the best player in the league by far, and things revolve around him. But what they do is they have really good leaders in the team that know their role, and that's a sign of a good coach. Every player that steps on that court knows, well, that's my role. I'm not out here to get 50 points, or I'm not out here to get 2 points. I'm out here to do my role, and that's what I'll get done. And that's good coaching. I mean, you all know it. You know, coaches, that's what the number one thing is, really, isn't it? Make sure your players are aware of what they need to do in the system. And that's what Perth do amazingly.
What about the Kings, buddy? New signing in Jared Weeks. What does he bring to the team?
Yeah, so I know Jared really well. To be honest, he probably should have been there a bit longer than he has been now, but he was a former Kings player, but a development. Then he went to Illawarra, Cairns in New Zealand. He's going to bring them great energy, and that's what they need. And I think, you know, Jared is one of those guys that he can hit the three, push the ball on the break. And right now, I just think they need that bit of energy with the injuries they got. I think he could be a big boost for them.
What about the Hawks? How important was it for them to have that win the other night?
I said to you guys, they're going to have that run, aren't they? And I don't know if it's just because I love Gorgian so much or if they're going to do. Look, Tyler Harvey was phenomenal. I still think the Hawks are going to fight for that fourth spot, but they're going to have to play some good basketball. But they are looking good. That was a good win.
Now, the games this weekend, tomorrow night, or 5:30 tomorrow. Southeast Melbourne, $2.35 with Tab. Melbourne, $1.58. And the Derby down south. Who do you fancy here, Brad?
Yeah, that's a real interesting one. I'm going to go for Phoenix just because I think they need the win huge. But Melbourne coming off that massive loss are going to be a key for them. But Phoenix at home, I'm going to go with them.
Oh, there you go. Some value there at $2.35. Cairns, $2.20 against Brisbane, $1.67.
Yeah, I can't see anything but a Brisbane win here. They need that badly to stay in touch with the top four, and Cairns struggling, and of course their big import has gone home. So yeah, Brisbane to win that, and I think quite easily.
Those Kings, $1.55 on Sunday against Adelaide, $2.40.
Go those Kings. Now, if anyone's listening, try and get out to that game. Josh Giddey playing for Adelaide. He's nominated for the draft. We spoke about him last week. He won't be here long. He will be going to the NBA. It'll be a great game, but Sydney to scrape over the line in a must-win game to keep in the four.
And the Wildcats, are they just morals against the Breakers?
Look, New Zealand just beat Perth recently, so it's an interesting one, but that was away for Perth. So, yeah, Perth to win this one. I don't think it'll be the score that, you know, South Sydney and Melbourne had last night, but I reckon it'd be pretty big.
Now, over in the NBA, hesitant to write off any team with LeBron James in it, but are the Lakers cooked?
Man, that's like saying the Perth Wildcats won't make the playoffs. Of course they're not cooked. LeBron James, he came out this week and said, look, I don't know if I'll ever get back to 100%. Mate, his 50% is 150% for the rest of us. So for that guy, he is phenomenal. You look when he started, players that he came into the league with have either retired or injured. This guy's a phenomenon, and he will keep going at the high level. They've had injuries this year, but they'll be fresh. Anthony Davis will be good. I do not buy it at all. Lakers to go deep in the Western Conference. Conference final for sure.
Bradley, what about Ben Simmons and Philly? Can they win it?
That's going to be the big one because I think that East is really open between them and Brooklyn and even the Celtics to a degree and Milwaukee. Yes, they can go deep. There's just something that worries me about Philly where they just don't have that mental toughness. But let's hope Doc Rivers, who's the coach, can change that for them and really hoping. On one way, we want them to go deep because it's Ben Simmons, but the other we don't because then he can go and play in the Olympics in Japan. So we don't want them to go too deep.
Hottest team in the NBA at the moment. They've won six straight, the 76ers. Brad, you going to have a great weekend, mate. Give us one.
Go those Kings. Go, boys. Have a good weekend.